It's what you two proud warriors had when you thought you'd captured the mind. This is all there was. A remote drone casting a weak sologram. If you'd taken this back to the fleet, they'd have thrown you into the nearest black hole and wiped your name from the records. You're damn lucky I came along when I did. The Adiran looked thoughtfully at the wrecked drone for a short while.
You, Zoxal said slowly, are lower than vermin, human. Your pathetic tricks and lies would make a yearling laugh. There must be more fat inside your thick skull than there is even on your skinny bones. You aren't fit to be thrown up.
Hawser stepped onto the ramp which had fallen on top of the Adiran. He heard the being's breath suck in harshly through taut lips as he walked slowly over to where Zogzal's face stuck out beneath the wreckage. And you, you goddamn fanatic, aren't fit to wear that uniform. I'm going to find the mind you thought you had, and then I'm going to take you back to the fleet, where if they've any sense, they'll let the Inquisitor try you for gross stupidity.
Fuck, the Adiran gasped painfully. Your animal soul.
Hawser used the neural stunner on Zoxal. Then he and Yalsin and the drone Unahar Klosp levered the ramp off the Adiran's body and sent it crashing down to the station floor. They cut the armour from the giant's body, then hobbled his legs with wire and tied down his arms to his sides. Zoxal had no broken limbs, but the keratin on one side of his body was cracked and oozed blood, while another wound, between his collar scale and right shoulder plate, had closed up once the pressure was taken off him. He was big, even for an Adiran, over 3.5 meters, and not thin. Hawser was glad the tall male, a section leader according to the insignia on the armour he had been wearing, was probably injured internally and going to be in pain. It would make him less of a problem to guard once he'd woken up. He was too big for the restrainer harness. Yalsin sat, eating a ration food bar, her gun balanced on one knee and pointing straight at the unconscious Adiran, while Hawser sat at the bottom of the ramp and tried to repair his helmet. Unahar Klosp watched over Nysin, as powerless as the rest of them to do anything to help the wounded man. Wubslin sat on the pallet making some adjustments to the mass sensor. He had already taken a look round the command system train, but what he really wanted was to see a working one, in better light and without radiation stopping him looking through the reactor car. Avager stood by Duralo's body for a while. Then he went to the far access ramp, where the body of the other Adiran, the one Zoxal had called Quernald, lay, holed and battered, limbs missing. Avager looked around and thought nobody was watching. But both Hawser, looking up from the wrecked helmet, and Balveda, walking round and stamping and shaking her feet in an attempt to keep warm, saw the old man swing his foot at the still body lying on the ramp, kicking the helmed head as hard as he could. The helmet fell off. Avager kicked the naked head. Balveda looked at Hawser, shook her head, then went on pacing up and down. "You're sure we've accounted for all the adherents?" Unahar Klosp asked Hawser. It had floated about the station and through the train accompanying Wubslin. Now it was facing the changer.
"That's the lot," Hawser said, looking not at the drone, but at the mess of fractured optic fibres lying bloated and fused together inside the outer skin of his helmet. "You saw the tracks."
"Hmm," the machine said.
"We've won, drone," Hawser said, still not looking at it. "We'll get the power on in Station 7, and then it won't take us long to track the mine down."
"Your Mr. Adequate seems remarkably unconcerned about the liberties we're taking with his train set," the drone observed.
Hawser looked round at the wreckage and debris scattered near the train, then shrugged and went back to tinkering with the helmet.
"Maybe he's indifferent," he said.
"Or could it be he's enjoying all this?" Unahar Klosp said.
Hawser looked at it. The drone went on.
"This place is a monument to death, after all. A sacred place. Perhaps it is as much an altar as a monument, and we are merely carrying out a service of sacrifice for the gods."
Hawser shook his head.
"I think they left the fuse out of your imagination circuits, machine," he said, and looked back at the helmet.
Unahar Klosp made a hissing noise and went to watch Wubslin poking around inside the mass sensor.
"What have you got against machines, Hawser?" Balveda said, interrupting her pacing to come and stand nearby.
She rubbed her hands on her nose and ears now and again. Hawser sighed and put down the helmet.
"Nothing, Balveda, as long as they stay in their place."
Balveda made a snorting noise at that, then went on pacing. Yalsin spoke from further up the ramp.
"Did you say something funny?"
I said machines ought to stay in their place. Not the sort of remark that goes down well with the culture.
Yeah,
Yarsen said, still watching the Adiran. Then she looked down at the scarred area on the front of her suit where it had been hit by a plasma bolt.